our School of the Week with Parks Mazda, the Mazda MX-5. Roof down, music up. Let's go.
So every morning, 25 to 9, we head off to a local school for School of the Week with Parks Motor Group. And we're going to be speaking away to a star pupil each day. And today we are heading to Rogart Primary. So let's say good morning to them.
Hello, we're Rogart Primary School.
And our star pupil today is Brody.
I am Brody. I am 9 years old and I am in P5 and my teacher is Mrs. McInnes.
So myself and Grace went up to Rogart last week to meet the kids and hear all about their stories. And one thing we get them to do, Amy, is the impression.
Oh yeah, now, good this.
You get to play along with this. It's a celebrity impression. You need to try and work out who they're impersonating. Here's Brody's.
Hey rabbits, get out of my garden or I'll turn you into rabbit pie.
Mm. Now, first of all, I thought it was chicken run, but then it was the wrong animal.
Okay.
Because remember, if the hens didn't lay eggs, they would put them in chicken pie. But yeah, like I said, I got the wrong animal.
Moving on.
Brody, who are you?
I am Mr. McGregor from Peter Rabbit.
Of course he was.
That's who he was. Now, we asked the kids about a proudest moment, and this is what Brody had to tell us.
My proudest moment is when I went down the steepest hill at the quarry.
Right, and why was that your proudest moment?
It's because I've never been down a really steep hill. I've always been on the little hills.
And so what did you get down it on? Just on your feet?
No.
On a bike?
I went down it on my 50cc Beta Trials bike.
Ah, the 50cc Beta Trials bike. Mm-hmm. Should have known that. And we also asked him if he could swap places with anybody in the world, who would it be?
I would swap with Mo Farah, because he's a really fast runner and he travels all around the world.
Can you run fast?
I can run really fast. And lately we went to a cross-country competition. I came 28th.
Yeah, it's amazing. Do you know how many people were taking part in it?
In the boys' race, it was something like 50.
That's not too bad.
That isn't too bad at all.
I probably would have come about 50th. Yeah. And finally, if they could eat one thing for the rest of their life, what would it be?
I would eat a roast chicken dinner because I always have them on Sundays and I really like them.
What's on your plate when you have a roast dinner on Sunday?
Chicken, mm-hmm. Cabbage, potatoes, stuffing, broccoli, cauliflower cheese, and sausage wrapped in bacon.
Mmm.
Getting hungry listening to that. And that's a good one.
Do you have gravy?
Yes. Yes.
Really, you go, yes, please. I don't have any gravy on me, not right now.
We need to get him quiet. I'm starving now.
Oh, I know. I want a roast.
What in a roast dinner? Now, I did say I'm finally there, but I forgot. He's got a funny story about his family, Halloween related.
My funny story was, when it was Halloween, I went to the toilet and I sat down and I was in a massive puffy pumpkin costume and I started to sink into the toilet really slowly and then I got stuck and was just sitting there for ages until my mum and dad came.
How long were they before they got to you?
Probably like half an hour.
Oh no, you weren't bursted, were you?
No, because it was because it was Halloween and we were all everybody was like in the kitchen with music on and they couldn't hear me screaming.
You were a little bit worried where that story was going there, weren't
you? I really was.
Our star pupil today is Brody and he goes to Rogart Primary.
Catch you.